ABC Radio Canberra, this is Anna Vito.
I think quite a few of us spent a few sleepless nights through the past couple of years, maybe through lockdown. Did you find yourself at any stage sort of tossing and turning at night, feeling like you couldn't quite get comfortable in your bed? Maybe you determined in the end that the problem was not, in fact, COVID and the pandemic, but you just needed a new mattress. Its time had come. Perhaps you were not really sure what to do with the old one, though. Is it just off to the tip it goes? Did you even look for a way to recycle it? Did you know you could recycle your old mattress? It is possible. That's where Soft Landing comes in. It's a social enterprise that recycles mattresses. And in the past year, they have recycled a record number of mattresses across the country, more than 500,000. So clearly quite a few people lying in bed thinking they needed a new mattress over the last little while. The ACT manager of Soft Landing is Kylie Roberts-Frost. Kylie, hello. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Can you tell us a bit about Soft Landing? What do you guys do?
Absolutely. So we're a national social enterprise and we have two main purposes. We want to create stable and meaningful jobs for people who have barriers to employment. And as you mentioned, we want to divert end-of-life mattresses and ensemble bases from landfill and recover as many of the components as we can for recycling.
So who do you employ at Soft Landing?
In our operations in the ACT, we work very closely with Work for the Dole programs, and I also work with ACT Corrections. So most of the guys who work for me came through one of those two avenues.
And why is that the cohort that Soft Landing is employing from? Why is that important for you guys?
Look, I think people sort of don't quite appreciate how hard it can be if you have served any sort of custodial sentence. We're not very good at second chances in our broader society. So helping people get back into the workforce if they've had that kind of background can have such a huge impact on their life, and those benefits flow onto the community around them. So it's really important to us that we're somewhere that gives options to people who might not have the options that you or I would have.
So that, I mean, in and of itself, really important and definitely contributing to our community. But also the idea of trying to divert some of these mattresses away from just sitting in landfill for eternity seems pretty worthy too. How are the mattresses and ensemble parts recycled?
So what we do with them, we're a manual operation because obviously we want to create jobs as well. So the guys will strip the mattresses down. We'll take out the foam and the latex, and we work with some carpet manufacturers, and they go to the underlay. We turn the pallet bases or any timber in the mattresses gets turned in and used for mulch. Of course, we also recycle the steel as well, and we work with some local and Sydney-based scrap steel recyclers as well.
How many, we hear about this national record, how many mattresses and ensembles did you guys and the team recycle in the ACT over the 2020-21 period?
A lot. So it was nearly 45,000 mattresses for us this year, which was nearly 20% higher than the previous year. And it was a real surprise to us. We normally have quite a big slowdown in the winter and we kind of reduce our staffing and everything moves a little bit slower, but definitely not last year and definitely not this year either.
Do you reckon that is lockdowns? Is that anecdotally why you hear people bringing them in?
Anecdotally, I think, and I think you're right, people are spending a lot of time up at night worrying and decided that maybe the mattress is the cause. But I do think as well, I think people are just much more aware now of stuff and what do we do with our stuff. So I think that's contributed. And of course, we did have the bushfires as well, which I think we did notice a big uptick as people are really aware of what's in storage on their properties and where's the best place for it.
So what does it mean for Soft Landing when you see an almost 20% increase in the number of mattresses being brought to you guys for recycling?
It means that we're making lots of phone calls to our to the agencies we work with to try and get some more people in to help us process it. And it also means as well we have to make sure that we've got the right logistics in place and we've got the right partners to work with to make sure that we're moving through the volume of product that we're saving, if you like.
The people who come to work with you guys at Soft Landing, Kylie, are they generally staying with you guys for a while, or is it sort of a soft landing for them as they start to transition to life outside of jail and trying to work out what happens next for them?
Look, it's a bit of both, and certainly for me, it's never a loss for me if someone leaves, because it means we've given them a start. We might be able to now give them a reference and a work history, and that's so powerful. So we've had people pick up apprenticeships that they might have let slide, just move on to other things, and that's really great for us. They also might stay, which is also really good. So our current site manager at Hume came through us through Work for the Dole, now manages the whole site at a team of 15 people. So, you know, either outcome is good, but it's definitely not a loss if someone leaves. We know that it's generally a really good thing for them.
So if there's someone who has been sleeping on a lumpy mattress because they just felt too guilty about sending it to landfill and they're just now discovering that there are other options, is there anything that people need to know about the kind of mattress you will accept for recycling?
We will take everything that you can give us in terms of mattresses. And you can also drop off at, we work with ACT No Waste. So if you're taking your mattress to the Mitchell or Mugger centres, they find their way to us as well.
So is that the best way to get mattresses to you? Just take them to the usual spots, or is there a special way they should do that?
You can take them to the usual spots. You can come and drop them off directly to us at John Corey Road in Hume, or you can also make a booking on our website and we can come and pick them up for you.
Sounds great. Lovely to talk with you about it. Here's hoping that everyone's getting a much better night's sleep and knowing that their mattresses have gone to very good, useful homes too.
I certainly hope so. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Kylie. Kylie Roberts-Frost is the manager of Soft Landing ACT. So if you weren't aware, you can actually get your mattress recycled. You don't just have to send it to a tip to sit there for the foreseeable future. So, you know, you're doing the tip a favour, the environment a favour, but also helping to provide some really valuable employment for people who might just be trying to sort of reassess and get things back together for them too.